Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 205.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
205, yeah, it's not a milestone or anything, but it's just...
It's a lot of shows, though. Imagine if we had to do them, like, all in one day.
I think...
We couldn't do that.
You can do it in one day.
We couldn't do that
well,
in
no.
one day.
They'd be...
Oh, we could probably do it if we talk like this.
You could listen to them fast. Do you do that sometimes?
No, only just when I have to like speed something up, but I don't actually listen to the shows quicker. I think I have when I first found out I could do that.
Yeah. Sometimes if I know I want to listen to, you know, four or five podcasts within a certain period of time, I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, you just speed them up a little. Eh?
It'd be cool if you could do that with video podcasts. But
yeah.
You can't. It's just the audio and audio books.
Because if you don't go too fast, I mean, it's... Still, you can still take in all the information. It's fine.
Yes, it is. You have to concentrate just a little bit harder, but you get it all in there.
Well, it would be nice if it actually, like, you know, time shifted without changing the pitch.
That would be cool, yeah.
So that instead of listening to something like this, you could actually listen to it like this, but it would still be, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be...
It doesn't bring it up, whatever.
Yeah.
It has to bring it up.
So, yeah, there you have that. Let's get into news.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger in the news.
He was the governator.
Was the governator, yeah.
And then,
when did he leave the governatorness?
They had an election in November, and I think he was done when the new guy got sworn in January.
Right. The new governator.
It's the old governator. Actually, it's Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
The guy who was the governor back when he was dating Linda Ronstadt in the late 70s, early 80s. I forget when that was.
Who's he married to now?
Mrs. Brown. You've got a lovely daughter,
I was just
Mrs.
Say that,
Brown.
Yeah. Did you catch some of my little additions to the last podcast, or didn't you listen to the last
one? I've not listened to the new version.
I threw in a couple little things that were I was able to do quickly.
Musically.
Yeah, yeah.
Contented
ground stuff.
Cool.
So yeah, it turns out that he's had an affair and a kid 10 years ago, and he was harboring him for the 10 years in his home. Well, I don't know about the kid, but the mother worked for the family.
Yes. Yeah. She.
Where was the kid? Didn't it look like Arnold?
More than likely.
Probably came out with the same accent and everything. Gun in his hand.
Is she,
muscles.
Did, do we know what nationality she is?
No.
Okay.
But that information just came out, and actually, because that was...
Do we have pictures?
What everybody wanted to
is
know.
She hot?
Well, we have pictures of the governator. Yeah, she was in Playboy.
Oh, there
no,
you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea about that, but...
she must have been pretty hot. Well, it's not... You can't say that, because there's guys like Tiger Woods who cheated on his wife, who is extremely hot, and he slept around with skanks.
People.com says her name is Mildred... B-A-E-N-A. Baena? So, she sounds foreign.
Baena.
Mildred, though. Sounds like an old lady.
Well, that's... Mildred is a common Mexican name.
Oh, I want
name.
You to meet my grandmother, Mildred. Oh, is it Mexican? Was it Mexicans they had working for them?
Possibly.
Maybe they kept it secret because she didn't have her card.
I doubt that. Because somebody else in California had that exact same thing happen, and she ended up having to quit her job. There's a lot of Mexicans in... California, that's for sure. Southern California, especially. But yeah, he screwed around on his wife. What's her name? Shriver.
Yeah.
And how is she related to the Kennedys again?
Oh,
her mom was a Kennedy. That's what it is.
Right.
Her mom is John F.K.'s sister.
There you go.
Yeah.
I guess New York Times reports, too, that years ago, while he was running for the office of governor, rumors had already circulated that he'd fathered a child with a household employee, which I'm assuming is the same person, unless
what
he's got
heck?
More.
But what about rubbers? Can he not afford a rubber?
I don't know. Maybe that's really big, too, and you can't get that size.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's love muzzle. I pick things up and put them down.
You ever see that commercial?
No.
The big bodybuilder guy, and he comes into a gym, and I guess he's like checking it out, you know, because he wants to come there or whatever, but he's like, you know, they stereotype him really big and dumb, and that's all he says, you know, the guy's showing him around, talking to him, and all he says is, I pick things up and put them down. And I think he's like some big bodybuilder guy, you know. And so the guy leads him, you know, through the place and then to the back door. And he walks through and the guy just shuts the door. It's funny. And that's all the big guy says through the whole thing.
Pick things up and put them down.
Okay.
Maria Shriver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not to be confused with, is there a scriver or a scriber somewhere in the...
I don't know. But that's not a family you want to really get away from. Once you're in the Kennedys, you're... Well, it's Arnold, though.
He's, yeah, he had joke, you know, through his career that, he, you know, one of the ways that he got in there was marrying into candidacy.
Well, that's true. His political career now is
She was a candidate. Wasn't she?
I don't think so.
I thought she was a candidate for something.
Candidate to be Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think she was in politics at all. I could be wrong. I don't know. She was a TV person. What am I saying? She was a newscast lady. She did the news on NBC or CBS or something like that.
Right, right, yeah.
That's what she was into.
That's what I'm thinking of, probably as a former job of hers, where I'm thinking, wasn't there a Shriver someplace else? But I'm thinking it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a big story that's being followed right now.
And he wants to make another movie.
Yeah? What is it? Porn?
Terminator 4.
What's that?
Terminator 4.
Oh, okay.
I think so. That's what he's thinking of doing. He's 63, though. I don't know.
He wasn't the lead guy in the last Terminator.
Right. Then he wouldn't be this there either. But anyway, what's the next story you got there for us?
The next thing I have is about men relaxing best when their wives are busy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your case? Is this a study?
I didn't think as much about it until I actually saw the picture with the article that I had read, and it showed a guy in the background stretching on the couch while his wife was like, I think she had an ironing board out or a vacuum cleaner or something. And the article went on to say, household chores often get in the way when dual earner couples want to unwind after a stress-filled day on the job. Now, a new study shows that while wives' stress levels drop when their husbands are helping them with chores, for men, it's the opposite. Stress levels fall when their wives are busy while they're relaxing.
Well, no kidding. Stress levels fall when they're relaxing. Hello? Of course they. You're relaxing. You're not going to be stressful. Whereas if you're getting help doing work, you can be less stressful doing the work that's got to be done.
Wives' stress levels drop when their husbands are helping them. Well, yeah. That just all makes sense, doesn't it? Come on, get it out. We don't stumble over words, Jeffrey. You ever see that guy in the mirror? Jeffrey, we don't hit.
That's a Saturday Night Live thing, isn't it?
No, I don't know. No, it was a commercial on TV, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, why wouldn't a wife's stress level drop if her husband was helping her with the chores?
Exactly.
That's what they want, help.
That's right.
They need help.
Well, your wife does, obviously. She married you.
Yeah. There's no help for her now. And when the husbands are helping them do chores, stress levels fall when your wife is busy doing chores, you're relaxing on the couch, and obviously your stress levels fall. They would just fall when, even if they weren't there and you were relaxing on the couch, when your stress levels fall.
Exactly.
So how much sense does it all make? And we paid probably for the research, of course. Well, this is probably American, but still, somebody's paying for this garbage.
It's in USA Today, sex and relationships.
It's safe to say it's garbage. Research conducted at the Center for the Everyday Lives of Families. There's a center for that. The Everyday Lives of Families.
I know, it's crazy. The centers for...
We should open a center of some kind. Big JD and Lippo Center. What would we do there?
That's a good question. Bose headphones.
I've had those forever.
How come you don't use those on a regular basis?
I do use them a fair amount when I'm listening to something that I want to sound good, like my band. No, but when something's, you know, recorded well, or like for this, I there's really no reason to listen to headphones that sound totally awesome.
Right, of course.
But they're like the best.
But don't you want to listen to your dulcet tones as good as you can?
No.
What else I wanted to mention was the IMF dude, the guy who's in charge of all the money in the world.
Right. I heard about that this morning. Actually.
He's a French guy. Mm-hmm. Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He sounds like the evil guy in a novel, doesn't he? Strauss-Kahn.
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds like some kind of company. Strauss-Kahn.
It could be a company as well.
Yeah. Four men arrested from Strauss-Kahn.
He's arrested for raping a maid at a New York hotel.
Very nice.
No, it's not very nice. But a lot of people have been coming out saying, yeah, this guy is a womanizer, and he pretty much thinks he can get his way no matter what he does. And that's, I think, kind of typical for people in that high of a position. They think they're invincible. Wouldn't you? You're in charge of all the money.
Wouldn't I? Would I do that?
No, you wouldn't do it. But this is just the way these guys are brought up. How do you get into a position where you're in charge of all the money in the world? International Monetary Fund.
Wow.
It just seems like, it's like, I don't know. It's sad. Sad but true. And what else I want to mention was the Slave Lake. You familiar with Slave Lake up in Alberta, north of Edmonton? They're getting the place basically burnt down.
Yeah. And I was watching it on CNN.
Oh, they had it on CNN?
It was on a CNN podcast I was watching, wow. I think it was. Or was it Global? It might have been Global. Global is Canadian, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what I watched as well. It's amazing just how they just looked up, and it was a sunny day, but yet there's a big forest fire coming towards their town, and there's not too much you can do about it. 100-kilometer-an-hour winds coming through the place, so.
You almost can't see your way out of there with all the smoke.
Exactly.
It was
they were closing roads because of that. Mm-hmm. And what other natural disasters are happening?
Oh, Mississippi.
The Mississippi River.
Crazy.
Flooding.
And they've begun letting ships through with supplies and things like that, but they have to go single file and keep like 14,000 feet between them. They can only have one going through at a time where the because the waves from the ships can do something to the dams that they have set up there or whatever.
Levees.
When the levee breaks.
That's where it comes from, the Mississippi.
You got to go.
That's the Mississippi River and levees. I don't know if there's levee systems as quite as extensive anywhere else.
Oh, there's
else
a levee everywhere.
There's?
There's a tax levee.
Levee. Yes, I heard about a levee on flash drives.
Oh, yeah?
And SD cards in Canada that just got passed.
What is that levee?
You know, when you pay the levy on CDs because you have to pay the music industry.
Yeah.
And they did it with DVDs because you have to pay the movie
industry.
And
now they've done it with flash drives?
Now they're doing it with flash drives. Meanwhile,
That's what we were talking about that one day about when are they going to do that with hard drives because remember that? That wasn't that long ago. And here it comes to pass.
SD cards though. Come on. That's mostly photos get thrown on that or video that you shot.
Well, you got to pay a levy for that. You're not going and developing anything anymore. Somebody's got to get money.
Do you remember they used to have like photo mats and
everywhere there was all those things, photo mat and
well, there was
almost every corner had a photo store.
Well, they throw them in parking lots because they were so popular.
Yeah, the photo mat, photo mat drive through.
That's amazing how stuff just disappears. Video stores, photo mats.
Yeah. And it happens, and we've talked about this too before, how these things happen kind of right under our noses, and you don't really realize it until you kind of look back and say, wow, look at the changes that have been made, and they just, you know, it's gradual over time, and we don't think of anything of it, really. You know what I mean? We never thought anything of from VCR and VHS to CDs, DVDs, DVDs, optical, you know what I mean? It just kind of happened, and...
And we wanted it.
It wasn't before long, and you're like, you still have a VHS player, but you should be thinking the other way around. Like, wow, it's like amazing that there's this new technology, and, you know, it's like incredible. I remember somebody saying to me years and years and years ago that eventually there's going to be, a CD is going to be the size of a quarter, which, in essence, that kind of happened. I mean, with a flash drive or something, you know what I mean? Like, being able to put your music on a medium that is so little.
Yes, exactly.
It's incredible. And I never thought anything of it. And I still kind of don't, you know what I mean? Except when you really sit down and think about it, it's right out of control.
It's out of control.
What's next? Put it this way. There were CDs and you know, I mean, you can put music on a hard drive, but there are CDs and we don't know the next thing, right? Really? We don't know what the next thing is going to be after, you know, CD. There's MP3 as files. I guess that's kind of a way that things went to actual files. But I mean, we don't know the next thing. And you watch when the next thing comes along, it's going to be so gradual that it's just going to come and kind of go and we won't think anything of it. But right now, when you think about it, it's like, you can't even fathom what that would be.
We're not going to have anything though.
Maybe not.
It's all going to be in the cloud.
It's going to be programmed in our heads.
No, it's going to be somewhere else. If you want to listen to a certain thing, you want to watch a certain thing, you just punch it up and it'll just be there coming from the cloud.
You hit the nail right on the head there. It's just going to be there. Oh, it's just there. There's no CD or anything physical. It's
nothing
just there.
Physical. Yeah, exactly.
It's just there.
I mean, we do that right now. Like, you know, we want a piece of information that we normally would, you know, 10 years ago to 15 years ago, we'd have to go to a library, which is another piece of news. They're closing the libraries in the high schools in Essex County.
It's kind of going to be like radio on a big scale where you can get just turn on a radio and everything's there. This is just going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it sort of is now. I mean, you can have all your stuff on a cloud as it is and you can just call up files or call up your music from your mobile device. I mean, I guess we're there, but there's going to be something after that. What's that going to be? What's it going to be after the cloud?
Yeah. Well, what's the next thing is right. What is the next thing going to be?
We're
in a transition from taking the stuff that we were used to holding onto our albums, our cassettes and our CDs. Now we got to, think about what the actual next thing is.
Oh, the next thing is do it yourself. Renovations and such. That's what we're talking about on the show today.
And such?
Yeah.
Can we do the and such
first? I don't
know
what this is. Yeah. Yeah. We've just done it. Now we're moving on to do-it-yourself.
Are you a do-it-yourselfer guy?
I was. There was a time. Not so much now.
Back when I was a kid.
Kind of a combination of you know, moving to a place where you don't really have to do all that. And the fact that I got tired of it. I did it for years. I mean, my family and my dad was all into that. So we did everything. And sometimes I guess you would think that, you know, you brought up that way and you're just going to do that forever. But then we owned income properties. And so then you're kind of almost like forced into doing a lot more stuff yourself. And you just kind of get burned out of having to do things on a regular basis, I guess, unless you just really love that. You know what I mean? And I was never really so much love that, but you know, I had or have the knowledge to do things. You know, and I could do them, but I sort of kind of choose not to.
What about plumbing? Are you into plumbing? Can you do plumbing as well?
I can plumb, yeah.
You can plumb?
Sure. I've plumbed.
Change the toilet, no problem.
We've done it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gutted bathrooms and re-put everything in. I mean, everything. There's been times where I've actually tiled and, you know, done all that. Cut tiles and...
Yep.
The only thing I don't think I've ever actually laid down was a tile. I don't remember laying down a tile floor. I think I helped my dad at some point doing a tile floor. I don't really remember it that well, and I don't know that I did that much, but I remember tiling walls.
Walls, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiling floor isn't any different, really.
No, I wouldn't imagine. I don't recall doing an actual floor.
It's the planning thing that you have to get.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I guess I'm pretty good at planning and... you know, figuring out the
where it's got to start,
where things got to end, how big things or small things need to be and cut and where the holes need to be and all that stuff.
Exactly. You
know? So that's, I guess, a lot of the reason my dad had me do a lot of stuff.
Because what
good at all that stuff, like really, really good, but not always good at, and he was good at planning too. I mean, he did everything, but I guess when I would work with him, you know what I mean? I would see the some of the stuff that was like, you can't do that. You can't do it that way. Or, you know, you're going to cut this wrong and then we're going to have problems. You know? So I just kind of naturally would step in on some of those things. So,
how much school did your dad have?
Oh, geez. I think grade 10.
Grade 10. Yeah. Okay, so he didn't graduate out of high school.
He went back later and then got his degree in electronics.
Okay, wow. Awesome.
So yeah, he knew everything. He did everything himself basically, but you know, he would jimmy rig a lot of stuff.
Sure.
You know.
I think
which is okay in most cases.
In most cases that's okay. And I think we're getting away from the jerry rig society.
I think that's where I went.
Everybody's expecting, you know, it's just everything to be a perfect fit and it's just all, you know, and that's because a lot of solutions have been manufactured to make everything look just perfect.
Yeah. And be better and be easier to do the right.
Easier. You know, yeah. That's the whole thing. People made it easier to do different things so we can do these renovations on our own. And it's places like the Home Depot and Lowe's and all these big box hardware stores that, you know, they have workshops on Saturdays and you can come in and learn how to drywall.
And when you mention big box, it's like you can buy the package deal of, you know, whatever it is you need to do. And it comes kind of with everything that's, you know what I mean? The solutions are all pretty much set there for you now. And
in some cases, yeah.
You just get, it's all boxed and here's everything you need to do it. And in some cases, the tools come with it and here you go. Just do it and put it together and whatever, or set it up however, you know what I mean? The instructions are all here and everything. And yeah. I think they've made it a lot easier for people to do things themselves, which, you know, is a good thing. But like you say, I don't think as many people do that these days.
No. And the people who do it, the contractors, the electricians, the plumbers, the carpenters, they take advantage of that and they're making some good coin.
Yeah.
When you call somebody up, just for them to get there, they don't even do anything. You're talking $80 right there, right off the bat.
Well, yeah. People don't realize how much money they can save by doing it themselves. But on the other side of that is the fact that if you mess things up and then you do have to pay for it, it might cost you more money to fix things in the long run. So
you've wasted money and time because you know you're not doing it as fast as the person who can do it on a regular basis.
And then you have the wife behind you yapping and screaming and yelling about it. And then your stress levels go up.
Stress levels go up, yeah.
And we just talked about that.
That's right. So our stress levels do go up, but it's usually...
We need to be laying on the couch, you know, have the wife do-it-yourself jobs.
Have you ever heard of the expression, be a professional and hire a professional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that. In fact, when we get to the jabber quote, it's something along those lines.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, look at the...
Yeah.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Music Mayhem, what have you got for us this week?
Well, this is a band that is fronted by Gordy Johnson, one of my all-time favorite guitar players, performers, and he...
Was from?
Big Sugar.
Yeah.
And they did a tune called Hammer in My Hand, mm-hmm. but then... He brought a bunch of Big Sugar tunes with him for the first iteration of Gordy, which included, what's the guy's name? Chris Layton on drums, which mm-hmm. is Stevie Ray Vaughan's drummer. And this is Gordy's version of Hammer in My Hand.
Yeah.
Some Grady for y'all.
Some people say that that song has to do with Hamilton, which is called The Hammer.
Sounds like fitting enough for him being Canadian and all.
Yeah. I don't know how true that is, but I'm sure the people in Hamilton think it's a song about them.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
You know, a lot of people like to, and nowadays it's happening more, is getting audio into your computer. And in a lot of cases, people think that, or it's thought to be more complicated than it is, because you need to buy some device that plugs in USB or, you know, cables and wires and all that kind of stuff. But you can actually get a cheap mixer with as many inputs as you need for microphones, or to plug in a guitar, or to plug in your turntable, stereo, you know, if you're bringing other audio sources into your computer. And you don't necessarily need a specialized board that's FireWire or USB or anything, because they all have an output. You don't even have to have them powered necessarily, as long as you get the required volume from your input on your computer.
Right.
So you only need something to plug in any mixer board into your computer. And so it doesn't have to be USB, and it doesn't have to show up as an audio source or anything like that. All you need to do is whatever program that you're bringing this into, you can use your built-in audio source.
There's some laptops that don't have built-in audio. And that maybe not now, but I know there was a few MacBooks.
Well, you wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have
audio in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they had the earphone one, but they didn't have the other.
Yeah.
Didn't they double, though, as input output?
Some did double.
Yeah.
But there were some MacBooks, I want to say some of those white MacBooks, didn't have the audio
in. I think nowadays, pretty much, you know, you're going to have an input on your on whatever your computer is. So it should be easy enough, I think, to get your audio source into the computer and not have to, you know, you can bypass the whole USB and
you're
blah, blah, blah.
Some thing. Kind of usually an adapter going from quarter inch to...
You still need a cable, and whatever's on your little mixer, whether it's quarter inch or the RCA composite, the other end is going to have to be probably an 1/8 inch stereo jack, like the end of your, you know, little headphones. So, yeah. And you can get the cable that's, you know, you'll be able to get the cable, the exact cable you require, without having to have adapters and everything. Excuse me. You'll be able to get whatever you want. So it's that easy, really.
Usually mixer has a stereo out. So it has one for each one.
Right. But you'll get an 1/8 headphone type jack into and white composite. And most of any little boards and cheap boards will have those like RCA jack type.
Oh, composite.
Things,
you know, right.
As opposed to quarter inch. But if it is quarter inch, I mean, so. But that's not a bad idea to have too, because if you happen to have something where you want your recording to go to two different sources, that's kind of possible too. And there's applications that get more complicated for that, but you could actually record instead of just two tracks into something, you could that gets too complicated, but you could have the quarter inch jacks and the composite going to two different units or two different computers, and two could be recording it if you needed to do that for some reason, or have them to go to different sources, who knows what. But it's all easy.
I want to do multi-tracking from a board into my iPad.
Multi-tracking from a board into your iPad?
Yeah.
Well, are there Does the software on the iPad allow you to multi-track more than two channels?
No.
There isn't.
I'm just thinking
of
GarageBand. GarageBand doesn't allow two tracks to be recorded at the same time.
GarageBand?
Right.
Yes, it does.
On the iPad?
Oh, not. Oh, okay. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You can't do left and right, like two channels?
I don't know if it'll give me that option once I input something that...
I think you'd have to look at another piece of software that I think would allow...
Like the iRig,
you know, four channels at once, possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure about that. We'll look into that, actually, and bring that up on another show. But right now, we've got to move on to the Jabber quote.
Now you can hear the Jabbercast on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of hammers, screws, saws, and everything else you need for your home renovations. Just visit them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
And this week's Jabber Quote states, for fixing things around the house, nothing is handier than a man with a checkbook.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah. And here we are again on the man and woman thing.
Why?
Somebody's going to be stressed over this and somebody's not going to be.
Why can't we just get along?
I think the guy would be all stressed out because, and it even says there, a man with a checkbook. Why not a woman?
Let's get the woman's checkbook.
It's all equal
out.
Opportunity these days. Yeah,
opportunity, exactly.
Why doesn't it say a woman with a checkbook? This must have been written before the bras were burned. Or after, I mean.
This was written before the bras were burned, yeah. Because women want equality.
Man, right? If you want equality, then get out the checkbooks.
That's right.
So anyway, there you go. That's the Jabber Quote, and we're out of time.
That was a quick show.
It was. Next week on the Jabbercast is our border cities.
I know what it's like to be near a border city. Are you talking about
we're in a border city.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm talking about. Like the Windsor-Detroit border. That's what I'm talking about.
But there are other border cities.
Oh, that's news. You Talking to Me. Lips from Anvil was on the show. Check it out. You Talking to Me.ca. Yeah, border cities. We can talk about border cities all over the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And everywhere else.
And if you live in a border city and you want to drop us a line, you can do that by going to thejabbercast.com and you can find a link to email us, which is hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.